broadcasting from the Honda North studios. Summer may be in the books, but the big clearance savings at Honda North are still going on every remaining 2018 vehicle in stock, like the Honda Fit, HR-V, and the best-in-class CR-V. Deals like this don't come around every day, so hurry into Honda North now. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you to another edition of our local music show we call Grassroots here for a Sunday night on The Rock Station 97.7. I'm Bob Kupp, and we have sat down with Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions to talk a little bit about the local scene, play some local music. Utah, how you doing today?
Doing pretty good, and quite a scene it is. We were just talking about how busy and how much is just going on everywhere. It's a great thing.
Well, if you listened to last week's concert calendar, that kind of set the example of what you just went through this weekend. And last weekend, man, there was a lot going on. But, you know, the cool thing about it, Utah, and I mean, unfortunate, you couldn't do everything at one time. We were stuck on a baseball field playing wiffle ball all day for the Rock Station and the It's About the Warrior Foundation, and that was a great event. But everything else seemed to be dealing with music. There was music everywhere. When you were talking about the Butler Fall Festival, music up and down Maine, you had the Village Fest. They have music every year. And then there were special events going around, and it seemed like people found their way to get to a lot of different things. There was even music at the ballpark over the weekend. It was insane how much music you could pick from.
Yeah, and I had Justin Wade band out at the Three Rivers Harley Open House, and it was awesome. He was giving the station and the Grassroots and everything a shout-out and appreciated that. And, boy, they absolutely loved him. I mean, him and Bobby just tore it up, and it was fun stuff. It was just everywhere. Yeah, music all downtown with the Fall Fest, like you said. Hats off to Don Scherer for putting all that together.
Yeah.
We got to do some of it as well, and had Tom Pappas helping us out at the Diamond Park there. He put on a great set himself, so yeah, it was fun.
You had kind of double bills all over the place with Shady Lady having it was at Three Rivers was going on, and I saw you put a clip on of Justin and Bobby together. Man, they killed it. It looked like it was a good time.
And they've finished recording that song, so it's getting mixed. I know how much we both like that song. It's being mixed down right now, and so we should have that in our hands soon. I'm looking forward to it.
And then there was a special event out at Peter B's over the weekend, too. I know you made an appearance out there.
Yeah, Noble Hops Band. Terry Blair invited us to be a part of that. There were like 9 bands out there. It was a great benefit. Terry is a big part of the Western PA Fallen Heroes Foundation, and so they were raising money for them, and it was a good turnout. Peter B's, of course, great live local music venue, and just everybody just delivered. It was fantastic. Great, great night. Ran into so many people I ain't seen in years, and it was fun to catch up a little bit and watch them perform.
We give them a salute for the success, and also for those of you that attended any one of the above and supported the local music scene and local businesses. You know, it's great to have Peter B's, a place that had been part of that music scene for a lot of years, and then when something changes hands, you always wonder where it's going to go. And it's gone nowhere but keeping that primary focus on taking care of local customers and also providing a great opportunity for musicians.
Yeah, it was cool, and Terry presented them with a plaque also for stepping up and helping out with the benefit. And we're gonna have Terry on the air here in a couple weeks, so he'll be a guest again, because we are doing a Rockton Wright tour stop in November out at the Sidebar for the same benefit. So,
yeah,
we'll have him on for that.
Very cool. Very cool. And we'll talk before we go tonight about our Rockton Wright tour stop for October, which is next up on the bill as we wrap up September, literally today, and get ready for October. We'll talk Zilly on Tap coming up. But talking about something that is coming up in the first part of October, a gentleman that we had been associated with and was one of our band jam sponsors in years past, Mr. Dave Sloan, who has been going through an ongoing battle with cancer, and they're doing another Rock for Recovery stop next weekend up at the Lindor American Legion. Number of bands are going to be kicking off the day there, beginning at noon. I think they're running at noon to 9, and hope you'll have an opportunity to pop up. But we understand Dave's been doing a lot better. The prognosis is better than when it started, which is really, really good to hear.
Yeah, he's fighting the good fight, and I hope it continues on.
Yeah, so that'll be October 6th if you want to keep that in mind as well. We got the band Wicked Earth in the studio tonight. Well, I guess half and half, a four-man band who've been around for a long, long time here in western Pennsylvania, but we'll have two of the guys on phone, two in studio, and really anxious to hear from them. We've played some of their music in the past, and including a couple of songs from the new album, The Body Politic, but we'll find out a little bit about Wicked Earth.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it.
Well, since you're still around, let's get at it here. And this segment is being brought to you by the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler. So we're going to dive right into the band that has emerged out of the Meat Locker Recording Studio. And they got to make their debut, literally a stage debut, at the Band Jam this past year. And that's, of course, Meat Hook. And they got a cool song called Still Around we'll kick off the show with.
All right, and we'll follow that up with a tie-in into the November Rocked and Right tour stop, the sidebar, and, of course, the benefit that just went down. I was able to catch a Common Crown out there at Peter B's, and, wow, they just threw down. It was fantastic stuff. So I say we throw on Common Crown and their song 17 Lives.
It's right here tonight on the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7.
Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
An old Chinese proverb once said, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now. Hi, I'm Kayla Rao, owner of Fern Valley Nursery on Meridian Road in Renfrew. I invite you and your family to stop into Fern Valley Nursery to find your special tree and give it a forever home. At Fern Valley Nursery, you're not buying just any tree, you're buying a tree grown with love. Please support local business and come check out Fern Valley Nursery. Open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 9 to 3. Grown with love at Fern Valley Nursery, Meridian Road, Renfrew.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We're back on the show here tonight on the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station 97.7, talking local music. Bob in Utah with you. And this particular segment is brought to you by the place that provides all the lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun you can handle in downtown Freeport, 323 2nd Street in Freeport. Fun, because it's a good place to visit and good people. Fun, because they got a man can special, 24 ounces of liquid gold. So I encourage you to stop on by and visit and say hello to our longest-running sponsor of the show from day number one.
Yep, here's to the rainbow. Make sure you get down there and tell them thanks for keeping local music on the air.
Want to welcome the guys from the band Wicked Earth to the show tonight. We have two of the gentlemen in the studio, two on the phone. We'll start out with the guys in the studio and vocalist Michael Montani. Mike, how you doing?
Doing great today, guys. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for being here. On drums, it's Sean Hoy, who's here as well. Sean, how you doing?
Doing well, doing well. Man, we appreciate you having us in.
Yeah, appreciate you making the stop. And you guys are from all over the area, so that's kind of why we're twofold here. A couple of phone calls, too, from guitarist from, I guess, originally the Coriopolis area, Mr. Robert Bob Tarquinio. Bob, how you doing tonight?
Good. Thanks for having us, man. Yeah. Doing good.
And Victor Cross is the bass player. Victor's on the phone as well. Victor, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having us.
Wicked Earth, first and foremost, let's kind of talk about the name and how long that portion of the band has been together, because I think several of you guys have known each other off and on over the years, been involved in different projects, but how long has Wicked Earth been around, Mike?
I'd say probably going on 14 or 15 years.
Yeah, I think 2003 was about when we started getting together.
Yeah, but Bob and I were in a previous act, did some acoustic stuff together and bumped into Sean in the studio one day, and the rest is history.
Okay. Where did the name come from?
I think we were always looking for something that had to do with how nasty reality was, or how crazy this earth could be, and we had a couple different iterations. Kind of funny backstory. We originally settled on Terra Volta, and then too many people told us we sounded like Travolta. So we had to quickly, nix okay. that. Okay. Then we came up with People of Earth, which was not as aggressive, but come to find that was already copyrighted.
Oh, wow.
By another band. Okay. And then we eventually settled on Wicked Earth, which usually you have four members that might not be able to agree on something. But when that name popped up, I think all four of us immediately agreed, and we went with it.
And it worked. And it's got a very cool vibe to it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, let's kind of go through and find out a little bit about each of you. And let's go to the guys on the phone. We'll start with Bob first on the Volks. A little bit of your musical background, Bob, and a little bit about you.
Wow. I started playing music when I was about 8. I started on snare drum lessons. As I got into my teens, I started on playing the guitar because I wanted to learn how to write songs and be Jimmy Page and all that. So that's what I basically did. As far as bands go, I've been playing in bands since I was about... well, probably the late 90s. That's what I've been doing. I've always loved the creation of art, so my favorite thing to do is actually go in the studio and record. Playing live is kind of it's fun too, but I love the creation of art. That's the main reason why I even play the guitar.
That's very cool. Now, did you have formal training when you switched from the drums to the guitar, Bob, or is it kind of a self-taught thing?
Yeah, I did not have formal training on the guitar. My parents paid for drum lessons, and they were really upset when I decided to change. So they flat out refused to pay for my lessons. So that gave me just tremendous desire to do it myself. And I probably learned quicker than I would through a teacher. My drum teacher taught me the most important lesson, which is to realize when you're practicing and when you're messing around. So I basically just took that mentality into the guitar, and I just never messed around. I figured out how to learn the guitar properly.
That's very cool. Victor Cross on bass, a little bit of background of yourself, Vic.
I started playing guitar when I was a teenager, and I did the exact opposite of Bob. I just plunked around and did that until probably my mid-20s, decided I wanted to join a band, joined up with a couple of guys, and they actually needed a bass player. Never had picked up a bass in my life, but I wanted to be in a band. So grabbed it, figured it couldn't be that hard, started playing bass, and have been playing on feel pretty much ever since.
Very cool. It's always fun to hear the stories of the bass players, and very rarely do you hear guys go, yeah, I'm going to go for the bass. It's always the guys that are willing to step up and be the core of the band, I think.
I wanted to be a guitar player so bad. I mean, I was like into a lot of the guitarists of the 80s. But I just didn't have the dexterity for it. And once I picked up the bass, it just felt like a more natural instrument to me. And I've been doing it ever since.
And would you say, Utah, you play bass. As I've told people before, I'm not a musician. I want to be. I have for 50-some years. But maybe I need to play bass. I don't know. Is the bass guitar harder to play, essentially, since you've played both, than playing guitar? Just kind of a vibe?
So I was lucky in that when I started playing bass, I started playing with Sean.
Okay.
And him and I basically had a vibe together in terms of how we play musically ever since. And that's just made it a lot easier for me to express what I want to express. Mm-hmm. Because we get in lockstep, and that's how we write music. And so for me, it as soon as I made the transition, and as soon as I was actually with a drummer, and feeding off of his rhythm, it became second nature.
That's cool, and that's so important. I mean, people don't realize how key the bass and drums are to, it's the backbeat of any song, and you don't want to be missing anything as far as a four-piece band. I mean, every piece is critical in that sense. So, Sean, let's go to you next, since you're the drummer and work so closely with Victor. Have you always been a drummer?
I got a really late start. When I was in the Army, I was stationed at Fort Lee, Virginia. We had a recreation room that you could go in on the weekends, and one of my friends was a guitar player. And he was like, why don't you come in with me? There's a drum set. I'm like, I don't know anything about the drum set. You got to be kidding me. So I would just sit there, and he would sort of show me what to do. And it was terrible. But it sort of planted the seed in my head, after he showed me what to do. I kind of just sat there behind the wheel of the car or whatever, tapping along. And then I bought a drum set like a couple of years later. I think I was like 24, 25 years old. It was the first time I ever really sat down behind a drum set and tried it. And kind of picked it up fairly quickly. One of my friends was hanging out in the bar, and he was like, hey, I hear you have a drum set. And I'm like, yeah, I have a drum set. Well, our drummer's leaving our band, and we need a drummer like next week. Oh, yeah, great. Give me the songs. So kind of tried to figure them out, and it was, so that was Vic's, the first band that we were in. It was called Monkey Fist. So
okay.
But that lasted for, I don't know, about, 4 or 5 years or something.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
But, yeah, got a late start at it. Self-taught, no lessons, nothing like that.
Nothing like trial by fire, huh?
Yeah.
You got a week. Let's go.
Try not to make everything sound exactly the same.
That's cool. Mike Montani, how about you?
Wow.
How did you end up becoming a vocalist?
First, let me say that I have tried to play the drums. Impossible. I think every drummer is sort of born with a special coordination,
okay.
Do 4 or 5 things at once with their body. So I think Sean is selling himself a little short. But I was, the 6-year-old, the 7-year-old in the bedroom with the little 45 or 33 record player, just playing ZZ Top over and over again, screaming my lungs out. My parents telling me to please turn it down, please stop singing. But just like Vic and I think probably Bob and Sean, I think, has tried to pick up the guitar. I always wanted to be that guitar player, that lead guitar player. Melody comes natural to me. Coordination does not. So I have tried year in and year out to get better at the guitar. Bob has even tried to teach me, and I think he picked up right away that I was not practicing and I was screwing around, and my own guitar player told me to take a hike. That's many, many years back, if you remember, Bob. But so I think once I realized that guitar wasn't for me, I just, you know, was always singing. And sort of a similar story. It was at a college party, bumped into a guy who I'd never met who played guitar and said, "Hey, man, can you sing?" And I said, "Well, I sing a whole lot, but I don't know if I can." So I joined my first band, which was called Caterpillar Drag. We did a lot of stuff locally. And after about 2 or 3 years, I lost my voice. That's because I was never classically trained. I wasn't using my diaphragm. So I eventually took some classes downtown with a little old lady who talked like this. But she had the voice of an angel. I couldn't believe how she could sing. So I did 3 semesters with her, and I kind of figured out the mechanics. And I think ever since then, I've been doing my drills and singing constantly. And just was really nervous to get out front in the very beginning, but got over it pretty quick, and now I love to get out there with the mic and jump around as best I can.
That's awesome. That's great stories. Well, just like a bass player, you know, there's a certain knack, as I refer to that, but there's a certain knack to being a front man. It seems like everybody growing up wants to be the guitar player because, you know, it feels like you get the most chicks that way.
Definitely.
But if you're a good front man, I mean, you can really put on the show. You can control that stage.
Yeah, and that's how I met my wife.
Okay.
I walked off stage, and she's never left my side, so it does work.
That's great stuff. Kudos to the vocalists, and of course, I'm sure Bob has something to say about that.
Oh yeah,
right? So great stuff. The band Wicked Earth with us here tonight. Let's get to a song, and this is a song that we've played in the past, but this is from your latest album,
correct?
Called The Body Politic.
Yes.
And this is the song Mind's Eye. Give us a little background of that, Mike.
Yeah. So I think originally it was going to be named Mind's Eye.
Okay.
But we did an acoustic version of it first and named it that, and then decided when we recorded the electric album to call it the same name could cause some confusion, so we just put a little twist on it. There's really nothing to the actual spelling other than phonetically that's kind of how it sounds. But basically, that inner battle between heart and soul, and then kind of the third component, which is the mind, and it's sort of a story about you losing that component and recognizing that you need it and you want it back. So that's basically it.
Cool. Let's give it a listen. It's Mind's Eye for the band Wicked Earth. And we'll continue with the guys, Mike, Bob, Victor, and Sean, with us here in the studio tonight on The Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
What's it gonna be tonight? Your decision draws the line. Don't go and deny. You've been too serious for such a long time. What's your choice mean to you? Please tell.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
Welcome back to our grassroots show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. This segment brought to you by the home of Butler's best hot sausage, the best ham loaf, some of the best cuts of meats that you can find. It's your local butcher. It's your local deli. It's all in one. That's why it's called Bros's Superette. And, this time of year, you're getting ready for them college and maybe pro football parties. Maybe even hockey season, because that's here now. You can get some great smoked beef sticks, too, for your parties. They do a great blend of those, homemade sides and salads. In fact, you could do the whole party just by stopping at Bros' Superette, high on the hill, right on the price there at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein in Butler, one of our key sponsors of the Grassroots Local Music Show. We're visiting with Mike Montani, Bob Tequinio, Victor Cross, and Sean Hoy. They are the band Wicked Earth, and they're from all over the western Pennsylvania area, from Beaver County to Steel Valley and everywhere in between, it seems. And they've been together for quite some time, have a couple of albums that we'll talk about here, including their latest, The Body Politic. Just heard a song called The Line. Mike, why don't you give us a little background on that and where that song came from?
Certainly. You know, The Line sort of crosses between two thoughts. Someone personal in my life that was battling addiction and kind of walking that line between, I guess, satisfying that addiction and trying to stay on the straight and narrow. And then it sort of spins into more of a macro view of just society and, you know, people just kind of wasting their time towing the line and really just kind of critiquing that and trying to get them to see or think outside of the box. I write a lot of my lyrics come from something emotional that's going on in my life at the time.
Okay.
Sometimes when I put them down on paper, I don't even realize what I'm writing until I read back through it. And kind of self-reflect, but that internal struggle, mainly with addiction or just life in general and trying to get it right.
Now, are you the sole lyric writer in the band?
More times than not, the majority of the lyrics come from me. We have had several previous songs that were written maybe prior to Wicked Earth forming.
Okay.
That Vic has written some lyrics, Bob has as well on certain songs, and a lot of times, if the song is already complete, they just tell me what the gist of it is, and I read into it and kind of go with it. But the majority lately has been, you know, from me.
So, Bob, let's go to you next and talk a little bit about how the song structure comes together. How do Wicked Earth songs emerge as an actual finished product?
Well, usually they come out of, depends. In recent years, they've come out of basically just impromptu jam sessions, pretty much. That could start from anywhere. Usually Sean will be playing a beat, and then Vic and I and Mike will just chime in. And we make a point of recording everything. And sometimes, like, we'll go through and dissect a seven-minute jam just to find, like, a three-second gem of a guitar riff or a bass or a vocal. And that's how a lot of the songs are written. However, this is The Line, correct? So this one actually started with Sean on the drums. He was pounding away at the toms, and I came in on an F-sharp minor, and knowing music, I know kind of what chords to go to, so I went from F sharp minor to D and then put an A in there, and next thing you know, we had a song. But normally, like, that song was written out in, what, 04, 05? It was a long time ago we wrote it. That was before we were recording our music, our practices.
Yeah, that song was nearly thrown away when we were, it could have gone on our first record, but we just kind of decided we weren't really all that happy with it, you know, so we just kind of didn't record it. And then a few years later, when we made our second record, you know, I just kind of pulled it out and said, hey guys, we got to take another crack at this one. Let's we kind of rebranded it, and you know, it's a lot different now than it originally was.
Yeah. And this was from an album that was 5 years ago too, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, Sean, was there intent with that song? I'm curious, because not a lot of times do we hear, you know, a song emerges first from the drummer. Was it just something you were just playing in and Bob caught you on it, or was this a beat that you'd had in your mind?
I rarely remember these things, but I actually do remember that. I had two drumsticks in each hand, and I don't know why, just like, you know, tried to get that little flammy sound, and I just started playing the drum beat, and you know, the whole song sort of came together pretty quickly.
Neat, yeah. That's pretty cool. So, Bob, are there times where your own jam sessions have emerged to where you've, you know, brought some guitar work in and paired that up with Mike's vocals? Or?
Yeah, I've brought some riffs to practice. A lot of the times, the fun part that we have is all of us having that equal footing in a song and a recording. So usually, if I bring a riff or if Vic does, the piece isn't usually completed because we look forward to how we're all going to complete the song.
Yeah.
But I love bringing riffs in. There's a handful of really good ones that I thought. The one song you played, McGee, on here is a riff that I brought to practice.
Yeah, Taking a Chance with McGee, which is the lead song from your latest album. Vic, when you're bringing a thought process in, is it strictly something that you've played out on bass, or is it just something that comes to your mind as a writer?
A lot of what we've done, it's one of my favorite things about the band, is it really does come from just jams a lot of time. And so I'll have a riff, or we'll be there warming up and just come up with some random bass line, and we'll jam on that for 10 minutes. And then, you know, depending on how it catches us is whether or not we take it to fruition. But my favorite thing about this band is starting with a riff, even if it's something that I had at home, and I'll go and, you know, say, Mike, here's this. I want to call it this. And just give him a name. And 99% of the time, he expresses in his voice what I was thinking emotionally when I wrote the riff. And then the whole band catches on to that. And some of the songs that we have are very, very personal to me. And I didn't have anything to do with the lyrics. Mike just knew what I was feeling at the time. Hmm. And, you know, that's what you get for being in a band for 15 years.
And knowing each other pretty well. That's pretty cool.
Definitely.
That's a pretty cool experience.
Who handles all of your visual stuff on here? You got some great visuals just looking at your website, and I love the Ben Franklin cover there. That's awesome. He's got the shirt on, too. Love it.
Yeah. All four of us are very, skeptical of the way things are today with the government and everything like that. We don't have to get into all that, but...
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Another time.
But I would say...
Wicked Earth Part 2 show.
would love to do that. You won't get me out of here. But Sean and I, think, have more of a conceptual approach. We kind of throw ideas at Vic and Bob, and they're the two that find a way to get it done graphically. We did hire somebody for From Your Mouth to God's Ear, and there's a kind of an artwork for each song, the cover, and then the backside, all from a local artist. I think these guys know his name.
Yeah, Bob Bevan.
Bob Bevan did some amazing work. Very proud of the artwork. I wish we could get it out there a little bit more, you know, than we already do. But
yeah, he actually hand painted everything in there.
Cool.
That's phenomenal.
Very cool.
Phenomenal. Great stuff. We're visiting with the band Wicked Earth here tonight. Love that title, too, From Your Mouth to God's Ear. That's just that's a cool-sounding thing. Now, where did the Body Politic thought process come, song or album title come from?
Yeah, I think this EP, with all five songs, somewhat, some way, have to do with that struggle for liberty. Mm-hmm. And not having some echo chamber telling us how to think and kind of constraining our minds. For me, the title track for me is Light the Shadow. That's what it's all about. But they're all in that realm of the spirit of 1776, of why we're here. And I think it was a pretty easy title to come up with. I think Bob might have come up with that one. But
Yeah,
I mean, it just clicked. We all agreed instantly, and then the artwork came from there. Bob sketched it once, and we said, oh, it's got to be that snake, you know, the Gadsden snake. So.
Yeah. And you guys recorded both albums at the same location, correct?
Even correct.
Though there's years separating them.
Yeah.
You worked down at what, Mr. Smalls, right?
Yep. Yes.
Great, great studio, brilliant engineer behind the board there.
Yeah. So people can pick these up where? Where can they find some of the Wicked Earth material and catch you guys play?
All the digital stores has all of our records. You can just go to, you know, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. You can add us there. We also have, you know, CDs out of the trunk if you're in a gig or something. You know, we have that too.
Which is a prerequisite for any band, obviously.
Yeah.
If you don't have gear on hand, how can you get it into the hand of the others?
It's have to remember to bring the gear to the show.
Yeah, that true, yeah.
Too.
Yeah. Oh, there's got to be a story there.
Yeah, one time I forgot to bring my drum set.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. I thought that there was a back line that included a drum set, and it turned out there wasn't.
Okay.
Fortunately, the bartender... Her son was a drummer. She said, we can just go home to my house.
It was pink. It was pink.
It was a pink outfit, too. Huh?
I said, who put the idea in my head that I didn't need to bring my drum set? I immediately wanted to blame someone else.
That's okay. I've shown up to on-air gigs before without, you know, microphones. So it happens to everybody.
It does.
So you guys have an online presence. Where can people find you online so they can find out where you're playing too?
Bob does a great job with YouTube. We have a YouTube channel. Bob, maybe you can talk a little bit about Wicked Wednesdays or what you do on Wednesdays.
Yeah, YouTube. Our YouTube channel is YouTube/ This Wicked Earth. On Twitter, we're at Wicked Earth 1. And Facebook, I think it's just Wicked Earth.
Yeah, we basically, since we got our name and our presence so long ago, we were able to, in a lot of ways, lock down our brand in that regard. And so the primary contact at this point would be Facebook, but we also use SoundCloud as another platform to getting stuff out there. But one of the interesting things about the YouTube is when we went through our distribution, they created videos of all of our songs that are just linked to us. So you can go to YouTube and you can hear at least three of the four albums on YouTube, full quality. It's perfectly curated by them. So we're available everywhere.
Good stuff. Good stuff. The band Wicked Earth here tonight. Again, Mike, Bob, Vic, Sean, appreciate visiting with you guys. Love hearing the material. We've enjoyed playing it, and it's great to meet you guys in person. Let's talk about the last two songs, because one of them is called Storm. Now, is that from the 2013 album?
No, that goes way back.
The very first version of it that we do is on our first album. The song came from Caterpillar Drag, which was the band that Mike and I were in. It was like a full electric song, but when we first got together, we were just sitting around the couch playing acoustic. So I basically suggested it, put the song in an A minor, which gives it a darker overtone, and it really fit in with what we were doing. So by the time we got to the studio, it was definitely a shoo-in. Now, the one that you guys have is a remix from our third record, which is an acoustic album. This one features the female background vocals and a slightly different guitar work. But lyrically, Mike could probably talk about the lyrics, but it's just an interesting story also, just like all of our songs.
Yeah, I mean, I think the further back you go, the more primitive my writing is. I took some simple ideas and just kind of kept it simple, but once again, sort of a nervous breakdown to the point where somebody snaps and sees red and potentially acts on it.
Okay.
Not that I was feeling that way in my life, but I was sort of just capturing a vibe.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's awesome. Awesome. And then, of course, you mentioned Light the Shadow, which is going to be the final song here tonight. That's from the new album.
Yes.
The Body Politic. And as you said, maybe the marquee moment of that album for you, this particular song?
Yeah, I think that the way this song was created musically was amazing. Sometimes Sean specifically says, I'm not doing this in 4/4. It has to be an odd time signature. And he kind of never let it go to the point where we almost didn't know what we were going to do. But then Vic and Bob latched onto it. And as soon as they latched onto it, the melody came. And they gave me such a broad palette to write whatever I wanted, and I finally got to tell that story of just lighting the fire of liberty and the man standing next to you, and you know, evil happens when good men do nothing, and that song is just about lighting that fire and saying to the bad guys, we're coming for you.
Wow.
It's only a matter of time.
Great stuff.
I'll see you on the front line.
I like that.
But the coolest thing about this record is four out of the five songs on the record, we had a folder that probably had 40 jams in it over the years. And when we were making this record, we were pulling ideas from this folder. And one of the things that we said was that we want the names of the songs to basically be whatever Sean had randomly named the jam in the folder.
There's some good ones too.
That would save your soul.
Yeah, right. And so the only one that got changed was Light the Shadow, but every other one was what Sean heard in the jam. He called it Thundershifter. He called it mine. And that's what we decided to call the songs, and we just went from there in moving forward with them.
How cool is that?
We haven't recorded Hunting Tigers in a Phone Booth yet, but what's coming?
That'll be next album, huh?
Yeah,
that's right.
Great stuff, guys. Great stuff. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you here tonight. Thanks for coming into the studio and visiting with us via the phone. Again, Mike Montani on the vocals, Bob Tarquinio on guitars, from bass, And Steel Valley area's Vic Cross and Sean Hoy from Beaver County on the drums. Wish you guys the best of luck, and we appreciate you sharing the music with our grassroots fans here tonight.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Much appreciated.
Thank you.
Yeah. And we get at it right now. It's The Storm and Light the Shadow from Wicked Earth tonight on the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station 97.7.
what you know. How to love, how to burn, light your way through the shadow. Fall in line, the more you push your meditate. Sucking like feeding on making gods inside you. Fall in line, now it's coming back to me.
Rosie Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town, whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken. Ambrosie's is the king of ham loaf in Butler. Make sure you try their kibasi or smoked meats, and I guarantee you'll be back for more. And pick up some of their delicious prepared foods. Rosie Superette, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill and right on the price is Rosie Superette.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
On Tuesday, October 2nd, join Frank Vieira at Jurgles Rhythm Grill in Warrendale. And also at Jurgles coming up this week on Wednesday, a very special acoustic show featuring Scott Blasey of the Clarks and Mary Lou Scherter. Mary Lou takes the stage at 7 o'clock that evening, with Scott going on from 8:30 to 10. And Mary Lou and Scott will even do a special duet at the end of the show. It is all to benefit Children's Hospital. So head to Jurgles Wednesday, October 3rd, for that very special event. On Friday, October 5th, you can catch Washboard Tony with one of his drum circles at the Butler Wellness Center from 7 to 8 o'clock. And then later that evening at the Butler American Legion Post on Main Street in Lindora, beginning at 9. And Washboard will also be at Cummings Coffee West the following Friday, October 12th. It's Rocktoberfest 2018 that continues the Rock for Life series Friday, October 5th. And on Saturday, October 6th, it's Zone 8's Rock and Roll Birthday Bash featuring the Climo Brothers at the Good Time Bar and Grill. And don't forget the Rock for Recovery 2 that is happening October the 6th, kicking off at noon with five local bands, including Anger the Ant, the Holland Brothers Band, NCR, Slammin' Doors, and The Remedy. That location has been moved to the Butler Moose Lodge. Rock for Recovery 2, benefiting our friend Dave Sloan. And don't forget the Rock Done Right Tour continues in the month of October with Zeely on Tap, Saturday, October 13th, with two sessions of beer tasting from 2 to 5 and 7 to 10, with a special VIP admission opportunity from 6 to 10. It's at the Zillianople Community Park and benefits two organizations, the Zillianople Community Library and the new Pool Initiative in Zillianople. You'll have an opportunity to see something like 18 different breweries and enjoy the music as well of Brother from Another Mother, Good Old Ernie, Trailheads, and headliner Wine and Spirit. Check out Zeely on Tap via Eventbrite, where you can get your tickets ahead of time. It's the Rock Done Right Tour stop for the month of October. Presented in part by Shady Lady Productions and The Rock Station 97.7.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
Back on The Grassroots Show tonight, The Rock Station 97.7. This segment brought to you by P&W Construction. We appreciate their long-running support of our local music show here on The Rock Station 97.7 that you can hear every Sunday night at 7. If you ever miss a show, or if you enjoyed it so much, like tonight's hard-hitting show, it is archived once things are wrapped up at 977rocks.com. You can go in and see a large majority of the shows that we have done in the past, and some pretty cool artwork with that, usually featuring a band image or maybe album. So I hope you'll check that out and support these local bands. And we appreciate you tuning in. And we appreciate the local bands getting us music for us to play, because we wouldn't have a show without you. And we appreciate that. And also that concert calendar, too. Keep it in mind. If you have a band playing, we invite you to include us in your information. You can send it over to our email, grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. Hit us up in any form that you can. Just please give us a couple of weeks lead time. We get a lot of stuff the week of, which is cool, and then we're obviously attached in an email chain or whatever that people send out. But if you want to get it on the concert calendar, we need a couple of weeks lead time for that.
Yeah, and it's great seeing so many people take advantage of that. It's been really filling up and a lot to talk about. It's a good thing.
Yes, it is a good thing. Utah, I mentioned earlier in the show about our Rock Done Right tour. It's coming up for the October stop anyway in 2 weeks. Very popular event called Zeely on Tap, which is a fundraiser for a couple of things down in the Zillianople community. But it is another event that features local music.
Yeah, Dave Hamilton puts this together on the music end, and then they've got an organizer from the public library and one from the community park. And they're going into their third year pretty strong, and it's always a fun event. There's 18 different breweries or something like that, and it's a lot. There's a lot of beer, I can tell you that, and it's all good beer. And, yeah, and you're supporting community causes and getting some music to go along with it. So.
Yeah, and the band Wine and Spirit are going to be a part of that, and they were just featured on the final home weekend broadcast on, what is it? It's the old Root Sports. It's the AT&C Sports Network or whatever they call it today.
Hey, hey, no free plugs.
Yeah, whatever they call it there.
They got the money to pay us.
That pirate thing. Hey, Juan and Spirit were part of that, which is really cool. I love that part that they have included local bands.
Yeah, it's really neat.
Yeah. You talk about the band, you'll get a chance to see. It's a full day of music. Brother from Another Mother, which is Dave Hamilton's group, and Dave is the curator of the bands for that day. Good Old Ernie, Trailheads, and, of course, as I said, Wine and Spirit will be the evening headliner that night. So it's a really, really nice affair. Hopefully the weather is fantastic for it. Usually it's a pretty nice weather first part of October, and they have a great location up in the Zillionople Community Park where they host this.
Yeah, it's a wonderful day, and love the fall weather. It all goes together just perfectly.
And it's real simple to find information on it. They do have tickets at eventbrite.com. But if you just Google Zeely on Tap, it will take you right there. It's amazing how good that pops up. This is an over 21 event, but you can find information on buying your tickets. And you want to get them pre-sale because it saves you some money. And they do have a VIP admission, too, for the evening. So if you want to check that out. It is Saturday, October 13th, Zeely on Tap, part of the Rock Done Right Tour 2018. Again, good visiting with Wicked Earth tonight. That was a great visit with those guys, and love hearing some of their music. It's been an impressive show here tonight, and we hope you've enjoyed it. Going to play a debut of a band that I actually was turned on to. They're from the Pittsburgh, Steubenville area. This is the first I had ever seen them. They opened up for the Dead Daisies show down at Jurgles. And they only got a limited glimpse, or we only got a limited glimpse, because they had four bands stacked up that night. So they only got to play a few songs. But wow, was I deeply, deeply impressed with these guys. In particular, Johnny DiCarlo, who's their lead vocalist, and he also plays some lead guitar. They have two guitarists in the band. Was very, very impressed with Johnny's not only guitar work, but his vocals. This is a band that's got it going on right now, and I think you need to keep an eye out for them. They're called Never Wake, and they got a video for this song we're going to play if you want to check it out on YouTube. But this is a song called Suffocate from the band Never Wake.
All right, and let's take the show out with some Donnie E. Ozo and his song Lost Without You, Kathy song.
And we will return next Sunday night at 7 o'clock right here on The Rock Station 97.7. Bob in Utah saying goodbye only for now.
Folks.
from the Honda North Studios. Okay, so we know it's only September, but Old Man Winter will be here before you know it. Come get the car you'll need for winter while there's still some nice weather left to really enjoy driving it during the Back to Cool sales event going on now only at Honda North. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7.
Thank you.
Station.
People try to put us to down.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old. Try and dig what we all say. I'm not trying to cause a big sensation. I'm just talking about my generation. What we all
talking about my generation.
I'm trying to cause a big sensation. Just talking about my generation. Cause we get around.
Station 97.7.